Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode from Setting the Tone. Today is our Don't Panic Tour special. Stick around because I'm telling you all about that right after. Hello everyone and welcome back to today's episode. Today is all about the band Don't Panic, who are a band from Pennsylvania, the United States of America. They've recently been over here in the UK on the Naked Attract tour, a co-headline tour with Thomas Nicholas. And I had the opportunity to sit down with them in Milton Keynes this past weekend to talk about the tour as well as their current album, which is titled Setting Up to Fail, which is out everywhere now. And if you wish to purchase a physical copy of that, I will be posting links on Setting Tone's Instagram and Facebook page for you to go and purchase. Before we get into that interview with Ted and AJ from the band, here's a track called The Long Way. Really enjoy the riff there in the track The Long Way, which is taken from the album Sent to Fail, out everywhere now as we speak, physically and digitally. Go and check this one out. Really, really cool album. Here's our interview with Ted and AJ from the band. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello everyone and welcome to Setting the Tone here at Crawford Arms with Don't Panic. Don't Panic. Welcome
to the day. Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
Really good, thank you. Yourselves?
What's that?
Yourselves, everything going well?
Everything's going great.
Yeah, so far.
Good. Unfortunately, today is the end of the tour. How's it been so far?
It has been absolutely awesome. Everyone here is super cool. We've been enjoying traveling around. We've eaten a lot of Nando's with our buddy Tom. And it's definitely been a great trip.
This really should have been called the Nando's Tour, right? 2024.
Yeah, it could have been. I didn't realize.
We're on a musical tour, Tana Nando's Tour.
I will be interrogating him later for his love of Nando's, definitely.
But yeah, it's been great. Everyone's been amazing. People have been coming out and just, you know, showing us a bunch of love and, you know, remember us from all the times we came last year and the year before. So
I only came this year.
Yeah.
it's great that you touched on that point about coming back, because obviously you've been open before with the Legends at Our Bowl of Soup.
Yeah,
I think that was last year.
Two years ago. I came acoustic with Bowling for Soup, Jarrett and Rob, and we did a like 9-day tour, acoustic tour, and then last year we came with the full band. We did a tour at the Dolly Rots, and both were awesome.
Cool. And this year I came.
And then this year AJ came.
That's how it's been upped this year, right? The ante's been upped.
Yeah.
How have you found the UK audience as you've been coming back over, back and forth?
Honestly, and I'm not just saying this because you're in from the UK, but the UK audience is better than the American audiences by like a lot.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to get adopted over here.
You're more than welcome to, but you won't like the weather.
Well, AJ wants to get adopted by Tom's guitar player, Billy. He wants to go live with him.
I'll tell you what, who doesn't?
Any kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You've recently released back end, I think it was August 2023. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe we're in 2024. Your third album, Set Out to Fail. How's that been received? And
I think pretty great. I honestly do think it's like the best songs that we've released as a band. I know it's like a lot of bands will say that because it's their newest music, but I do think that this is like the stuff for us that's the most like cohesive sound. So everything on the album sounds like a Don't Panic song, and we've kind of like found where we want to be musically. So and then I think it translates really well, and people also receive it that way.
Cool. Yeah, they're probably, I don't know if I'd say like the more fun songs, but like you can like rock out a little bit more on stage with them too, so that's fun.
How did you go about putting your ideas and lyrical
themes? Oh, the lyrical themes. So typically, honestly, we write songs a little weird where I'll have an idea, usually just a melody and a guitar part, and I'll record it on my phone, like in the shower. Like when I'm standing, I'll just sing into my phone, or like when I'm driving or whatever.
Or while he's...
Yeah, I bring my guitar into the shower. And then I'll like run it really quick in my basement on like a little program on my computer, and then I'll send it to like Anthony and AJ or whatever, and people will start kind of throwing ideas down. Then we go to the studio and actually record the music, and then I'm writing the lyrics as we're recording. So a lot of the times the lyrics are like the last bit that I do. And it depends on like where I am in my life at that point, like what I'm going to be writing about, or, you know, something that I'm thinking of. Or so like a lot of the songs are just kind of about my life, or, you know, what's going on in my world at that time.
For this album, what did you do differently to take it to the next level, whether it be production or songwriting, whatever it was? What was that, the difference?
I don't really know. I almost think it was like just like a natural thing that it just kind of happened, where we were all more comfortable, like with, if I have a part of a song, AJ kind of just now knows, he's like, oh, I know what Ted wants here.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those, it's again, I think that's why he was saying before, like the third album is kind of the best one, just because it's like, all right, everyone knows what's going on. Everything kind of just clicks together and falls in place, rather than trying to figure out what we sound like. Like, we know what we sound like now.
Yeah. And so it's like, if I'll come to Anthony with the song, our drummer, he'll just be like, he'll just play the part, be like, yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking it was going to be. And it's kind of really smooth and cohesive.
There's been many times where you show me a thing and I go, I play like a little part. He goes, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of when you come to make a new album or even a song, is there anything that you take over from the previous work, or do you go, no, it's a fresh project, so therefore it's a fresh canvas? Yeah,
it's fresh every time.
Yeah, and I don't think we think about it too much either. Like, if we're writing something, we don't go like, oh, we've done that or this or that before. Like, we kind of just write the songs, and
to an extent we do, but yeah, not, I don't know, but more so like with, I don't know, the last album, we call them Brayers. Every guitar part has like this like sliding thing, and then we avoided that on this new album.
Yeah, that's true. We did less brairs.
That's fine.
It's our least brairingest album that we have,
but the most rockingest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a particular song or even a section on the album where you just go, do you know what, we've hit the mark there, we've nailed what we, yes, wanted to achieve?
I've got a couple spots. I mean, it might be different for everybody. I think it is different for me. There's a song called Consequence Be Damned, where it's just like, this is like front to back my favorite thing I've been a part of writing. So for me, that's that song. I don't know about AJ.
I'm going to not say the title so that people have to go listen and find it, but I have what I think is my like rip off Queen moment in a song, and that's the best part of the entire album.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was fun to do.
That's fine. I'm slowly getting into Don't Panic. And one of the cool things that I've noticed about your particular sound is would it be fair to say it's like a country kind of vibe?
Country? That's it's kind of,
it's very
me.
Different to, you know, your classic.
Yeah.
I'm out. I've been killed. It's very, very different to like your classics, your Blinks and your Bottom Suits of this world.
Yeah. And well, funny, like I honestly, I don't think anyone in our band listens to Blink-182. Like, yeah. I don't think so. We're all more rock guys. We're like Foo Fighters, you know, Metallica, yeah. Queen. You know, we like that kind of stuff. I grew up on like punk rock music and pop punk music for sure, but we're more of like a rock band that plays like punk music sometimes. So you won't find a lot of that sound in our stuff because it's not stuff we listen to.
Well, now I guess on album 4, I'll be playing slide guitar.
Yeah, yeah. We'll start wearing our country hats and our cowboy boots.
I'm expecting 8 strings and heavy corn riffs.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Jumble America into a ball of music.
Where do you bring your inspiration from for whether it just be this particular album or things in general?
Like I said, there's a couple bands I just love a lot. Foo Fighters being like the main one. And I think like when you think of bands that like we all like the diagram that's like the in between all of us, I think Foo Fighters is one of those bands for sure. We're like, yeah, I like that band. Yeah. You know, everyone kind of likes that band. But I, you know, a lot of it is, like I said, old punk rock music that I used to like. But again, I love the Beatles. I love AC/DC. I love Queen. AJ loves Metallica. So a lot of when he brings in his guitar leads, like you could just hear like outside of all he's missing is the wah pedal for it to just be Metallica stuff. And you kind of hear all those influences kind of mix into one thing, which I think is, again, what I like about the new record. It's got our sound, but you can kind of hear where all of our influences are kind of coming from.
Cool. Obviously, being the last night of the tour, what's been the highlight from the last 10 days in the UK?
I mean, we all have different highlights, I guess. Yeah, what's AJ's highlight? My highlight on this tour, it's hard. It's hard to say. Honestly, it's just the shows. It's playing live. I love it so much. I love playing on stage. And watching people sing along to our music. Like we're 5,000 miles from home or however far we are. And there's people like coming to the shows wearing our shirts and singing the words to all these songs that some of them are like not even, you know, they're just on the album. You know, we're playing some songs that are not singles and people are like, know the words. And it's like, it's wild to me. So
there's a decent amount of songs I think we're doing on this tour that I don't think we've really ever played live.
Yeah, there's a couple. So yeah. What's your highlight?
I really liked today when we passed Porsche GT3 RS.
and we'll get to sleep until where you're coming from as well. I know the route you've taken to go past that garage. Yeah.
So and then sleeping until one today was a nice highlight too. That was great.
Yes, that was this week's highlight.
And the kebab, the good kebab spots that I found. Like there's a couple of them are really good, and I love kebabs. So
that's awesome. What's the future plans for Dope Panic?
So eventually when we get home, we have a bunch of little weekend tours planned and some week long tours planned in April and May. We're going out with a band called The Spill Canvas for a little bit in Texas, playing a couple festivals with like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, All American Rejects and stuff like that. Then we're going to be doing Bowling for Soup's birthday party in Texas, which is going to be super fun. And we're actually going to be going on tour in September with Bowling for Soup and Wheatus in the U.S. For a couple weeks. And that's going to be really cool. And then we're going to record a cover EP that we'll release towards the end of the year as well. So, you know, just lots of shows and then a couple little recording things we're going to do.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, that's it.
What makes music so special for you individually?
I mean, for me, it's just... It's like my whole life is music. It's just everything. When I'm not playing in a band, I'm booking tours for other bands, or I'm just listening to music when I go to bed or on the treadmill or driving my car. Some people it's like sports, some people it's art, like drawing or whatever. I don't know. Music for me is just, it kind of like makes me feel like a complete human being. I don't know how else to say it. Like I know people are like, I don't listen to music. I'm like, are you out of fucking mind? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I hear that. When I speak to my friends, some of my friends are like, oh, I haven't heard that. I'm like, what do you mean you haven't heard that? Like,
yeah.
It's like water to me. It's life.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. And AJ is the same. He works music when we're not playing and doing other stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like total like ADHD. And so music and playing guitar is like the one thing that like calms me and like, I don't know, I can just like focus on it. because it actually keeps my interest enough as opposed to most things. But like he said, like I'm playing, but I also like I love recording people and stuff and all that. So I'm trying to do as much music as I possibly can.
Last for myself, being that there's been a bit of a Nando's theme on this tour.
Yes.
Who would you like to share a Nando's and a pint of beer with in the UK?
Are they alive?
It could be alive or dead. Just endless possibilities, right?
Yeah. Oh man, you go first.
So what are we?
I'm gonna seal it before you. I'm gonna Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
You want to give Freddie Mercury Nando's? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You don't think he had it? Was it Nando's around?
They existed yet?
I don't think he did. Not back in the 70s, 80s.
So, okay. You want to go to
Freddie Mercury?
I would love to go to Nando's with Jesus Christ.
The cool thing about that is, right, you could order a really small amount and they'd be endless because you could just
keep making more chicken.
Right.
More chicken, and you could keep turning the water into wine. So, I mean,
the bread would be garlic.
It would save me so much money.
Awesome. Yeah. Ted, AJ, thank you much for joining us. I hope the UK's been kind to you.
It's been fantastic.
And, it's been awesome.
And we'll see you all very soon.
And it's been 1 week since you left.
It was so nice and listenable.
All right. Thanks, man.
Oh, no way. Thank you.
So that was Ted and AJ from the band Don't Panic. A massive shout out to them and to the rest of the band for their time on the tour. It was the last night of the tour. 10 dates were completed in the UK. So as you can probably imagine by that point, everyone's a little bit tired and, you know, attentions have started to turn to getting home to see loved ones and back to, you know, just getting back into the rhythm of things. Of course, I want to give a massive shout out to Jamie over at Rage PR for his time and help and support putting this one together. This is not just me saying this, but it never goes unnoticed from me when PR, band members, labels, whoever it may be, helping me put stuff together like this. So massive shout out to Ted, AJ from Don't Panic, and of course Don't Panic, as well as Jamie over at Rage PR for their time again and for helping bring this to you. Before we go, we'll be playing your track called Fall of 99, which can be found on Don't Panic's See Through It All album, which came out in 2020. That is out digitally everywhere as well. I'm not sure if there's any physical copies, but if you head over to Don't Panic's website, which I'll post a link for on Set and Tone's Facebook and Instagram page, you can find us at Set and Tone UK podcast. You may find a link for a physical copy if you wish. If you're like me, I certainly prefer physical copies. So if you're like me, you may prefer a physical copy over digital. Here is Fall of 99. Once again, thank you to you out there for your time, for tuning in to another episode for me and Set the Tone. I can't thank you all enough for your love and support. Can't do it without you, so thank you very much. Here is Fall of 99, and speak to you all there again very soon. Bye for now.
Blue ribbon beers. Oh.
99. Thank you.